Winter thrills await at Winterfest at Nemacolin. Join the fun on Saturday, February 10th for a day of fun-fueled winter festivities like skiing and snowboarding, snow tubing, ice skating, and snow bikes. You'll be able to meet the Nemacolin Dog Sled Team, try your hand at ice bowling, compete in the out-cold race, and finish your day with a brew by the fire at the peak. A winter of wonders waiting for you at Nemacolin's Winterfest. Experiences are for overnight guests and members. For more information, visit nemacolin.com.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
With us is own self-made chef Shen Tan and owner of new Nasi Lemak stall at Newton Hawker Centre, OG Lemak. And today we're going to be talking about Chinese-style mutton soup. You recommended I try it at Beauty World. And when I got there, they recommended I try their brunch at Bukit Timah Food Centre.
How interesting. I didn't know they had a Bukit Timah brunch. It's one of those places because I used to go for massage therapy at Beauty World. And then sometimes I'll just pop upstairs and have a wander around, as you do, right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's quite famous, and all my foodie friends said, yeah, I've been there a long time, and I like it. It's hearty. It's not overly herbal.
Yes.
It doesn't grab you with the star anise and all the other stuff, and it's quite pleasant. Of course, nothing like soup kambing.
Yeah, it is very distinct from soup kambing, which honestly I prefer, but trying this Teochew family style of mutton soup, I was actually pleasantly surprised. It's not very gamey, thanks to the over 10 different kinds of Chinese herbs and spices, yet it's not too medicinal. It's actually very well balanced.
That's right.
And here's the thing. You tried the Beauty World one. I tried the Bukit Timah Food Centre one. Both are the same, run by brothers, and they learned the recipe from their father, who originally sold the mutton soup as a street hawker in the area more than 50 years ago.
Right.
So whichever branch you visit, they braise and simmer their mutton soup over the slow fire using a special cut called lamb flap, which includes the ribs and the belly, which means it's not too fatty yet very tender. And you don't really taste the gamey nor the dreaded bitterness you imagine would come from traditional Chinese medicinal herbs.
That's right.
Still, in TCM, they believe mutton soup can rid the body of dampness and chills.
Yes, heartwarming.
And invigorate your qi, you know, the life force?
Yes.
After I drank it, I actually agree. I felt quite invigorated.
It's delicious. I enjoyed it.
If you want to try, you should go with the bestseller, their mixed mutton soup, which consists of ribs, tripe, and tendon for a little bit of everything. Thanks to Chef Shen's recommendation, I tried Hong Wen mutton soup at Bukit Timah Food Centre, Unit 02-160.
For more delicious details, check out Gold 905's Facebook page, download the podcast on our free Me Listen app, and watch the video on CNA Lifestyle.
Chef Shen Tan returns to her hawker roots with her award-winning 11-ingredient twice-steamed nasi lemak and signature sambals. Check out OG Lemak at Newton Food Centre and online at oglemak.com.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.